اصلاح اپنی اور بھی پھرا کمپس ہاتھ پیتا ہے اب اہم منیلان کریا ہے تیز چاہ So, we have just studied the constitutional position of Krishna by original standing as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these different expansions, incarnations, and how he situated as the Supreme Controller of the spiritual and material manifestations. So far as possible, we have studied through the grace of Lord Chaitanya. And if not to be prime as living entity within this material world, namely Brahma, Brahma is considered to be supreme. He is also living entity like that. But the supreme powerful is in this material universe. Just like within this space, President Johnson is the supreme power, but he is a man like us, a living entity. But he has the supreme power. Similarly, Brahma is a living entity like us, but by his meritorious and devotional service to the law, is exalted as the supreme personality within this world. But he is not supreme personality of God. Supreme personality of God is Krishna. Ekala Ishwara Krishna Asam. I am only Krishna is the master and everyone is such. However great he may be. So, in Krishna's expansion, Vishnu is also subordinate to Krishna. The greatest manifestation of Vishnu is the Mahavishnu, is lying on the causal ocean of material creation, where from the material universes are manifested by his breathing force, such a gigantic and huge the form of the snow is called that. He is also stated in the Brahma Sanskara. The Saitan is Shashita Kalama Thavalambas Jivanti Dhuva Dhyaja Jagadanna Nata Vishnu Mahan Sayyaja Sattvalaj Vishnu Kovindamadi Pusham Sittamahan Vaya. I watch it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, whose plenary path of the portion is Mahavishnu. And what is that Mahavishnu? In whose living period all these universes are coming and being ended. That is the process of breathing. Just like with our breathing we are excreting so many germs, and again we are taking so many germs. Similarly, the breathing period of Mahavishnu is extending so many universes, and again into so many universes. That Mahavishnu is also the primary expansion of Krishna. So we are going to have our relationship to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how that can be achieved, that is now being explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is called the process of executing the service by which we can attain that point. It's called Abhidhya. Abhidhya means execution of duty, execution of duty, or execution of obligation, not duty, obligation. Duty sometimes may avoid, and it may be excused, that obligation you cannot. You can make you happy. Because if you are meant for that, you do not do that, then you remain difficult. Our obligation has living entity. We are part and parcel of the Supreme. That's right. At once I see some teaching sensation here. Perhaps at once you have some. Without asking for it. It is so made psychologically, mechanically, or whatever it may say. At once I see some teaching, at once you have some. Obligation. It's obligation. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme. We have got obligation to serve Krishna. If we are not doing that, that means if the hand is cut off from the calling, there is no obligation. The hand which is cut off from the body, that hand will not come to see my teaching. That means it is fallen. The business is finished. Similarly, if he is not, just as if the hand does not work, the obligation which he has to start this body, then it is to be understood the paralyzed, a disease, infected, and doctor sometimes advise, cut it off. If you want to save your other parts of the body, then cut it off. Similarly, these bodies and souls, they are now conditioned as in one way, they are cut off from the original religion. Forget it. So if you want, if this hand wants to remain in healthy state, it is the duty of the hand to fulfill the obligation of the hand's duty. And then it remains very healthy. So, our duty is to serve God. There is no other duty. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching. That you have no other duty. And it is all false illusion. If you have selected any other duty, then to serve Krishna in Krishna consciousness, then you are foolish. You are doing something wrong. This is not for your interest. This is the teaching of Rakshasa. As Bhagavata. So if somebody may argue, or if I completely engaged myself in service of Krishna, then what to do? How I shall live in the material world, who will take care of my maintenance? That is our thing. If you serve an ordinary person here, to get your maintenance, to get your wages, the dollars, you are so foolish that you are going to serve Krishna and he is not going to maintain it. Yogacchemam Mahama. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I personally take charge of his maintenance. What is the meaning? Practically, then see. That means faithless. There is no reason. Suppose I am serving some master, the so-called master, and in advance paying me very good, $5, $10, whatever it means. Advance paying. And I am going to serve the Supreme, and there is no maintenance for me. Oh, what a foolish maintenance. This is called forgetfulness. This is called spell of mind. Mind will be said, oh, you are going to serve Krishna. I will maintain yourself to fully. Don't go there. Don't go to the Krishna consciousness to Christ. It is cheating. No, it is not cheating. That's your fact. Not cheating. But if you want to gratify yourself, there is no fault. Then go to hell. Then go to hell. But if you want to serve Krishna, there is every element. There is every element. If you want to cheat Krishna, then Krishna will also cheat you. Dhutam chalatamasya. Krishna has said in his Vibhuti Yoga that among all cheating prophets. I am Gandhi. There is cheating process. What from the cheating process comes? There is cheating process in Krishna also. Because he is the origin of everything. What the matter is? Even cheating process, stealing process, what is condemned in this world. That is also there in Krishna, but that is without any contamination. When he cheats, he becomes worthy. Krishna wanted to cheat Dronacharya. That is a fact in the Mahabharata. He advised Arjuna, just go and ask Yudhishthira to just go and tell lies to Dronacharya that your son is dead. Don't you think Krishna is trying to cheat? He is cheating. Everything is there. But that is in full God is good. That's what is giving is good. It's giving is good. Everything is absolute. Unless you cannot understand this absolute truth, there is no understanding of Krishna. There is no understanding of Krishna. So, yes, it is said obvious. How to make profit in that institution of devotional service, that is in God. So, Suti Mata Prishta Dishati Bhagavat Aradhana Vidhi Jatha Masutmani Suti Rati Tatha Vapti Bhagini Svanatya Jiva Sahaja Sahajani Vahasita Vinta Atha Satsang Jatam Gurahara Bhavani Vatsalam. One day says, Vrindavan says, after finishing all kinds of baby literature, there are two kinds of baby literature. One is called Shruti, and the other is called Smriti. Shruti means the original Vedic injunction which is coming to decisive taxation, beginning from Krishna down to this day. There are certain axiomatic truths which is called Vedic injunction. The axiomatic truth, as I have given you several times examples, that cow dung is pure. Now, your reason is so. You say the Vedic injunction that if you touch the stool of any animal, you have to take your path to inside yourself. And Vedic injunction says cow dung is pure. Oh, this is contrary. No, not contrary. This is injunction. People are actually accepting this. No argument. And they are benefited by it. That's how it is true. How it is true? You may not have sufficient intelligence, but if you go deep into the matter, it is high. It is not true. Yes. Okay. And it's not Vedic. So you cannot argue. You have to accept as it is. You cannot interpret what education you have got, what intelligence you can interpret as Vedic intelligence. No. It should be accepted as it is. That is called Vedic. This is called Sutra. You have to simply hear and act upon it. That is called Vedic. That's Sutra. Sutra means if you are learned scholar in the Vedic injunction, if you have heard from the bona fide source, and if you are convinced, then if you write something, that is Vedic. So you cannot write nonsense. You have to write something which corroborates with the Vedic injunction. That is called Vedic. You cannot manufacture anything. You should always remember that I am a teeny grand here. So I have to receive knowledge from superior sources. Then whatever knowledge you have received, if you can expand that in your, by your capacity, that is called. So there are two different kinds of Vedic literature. One section is called Shruti, original stuff. Just like this, Chaitanya Chaitanya. This is a book written by Prasannath of Raj Krishna, a great devotee of Raj Krishna. It is called Smriti. Why? Everything written here is forward in the Vedic people. There is nothing. I suggest that. I am a philosopher, I am a speculator. I think this is his idea here. You see, in every step is quoting something. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting. This is the topic between Sanatana Goswami. This is the Vedic. Now, that sage, the great sage, he is giving his conclusion that Sutim Mata Prishta Visati Bhagavat Arasana Vidhi. I have inquired so many Vedic literature. Now I am in conclusion that what is in the Supreme Lord, that is the Supreme Lord. Nothing. The whole idea is that it is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna says in the 15th chapter, is called Vedaisya Sarvaiva Ahameva Vedya. What is the purpose of Veda? The purpose of Veda is to understand Krishna. That's all. If you can understand to some extent Krishna, then your all Vedic study is finished. No one taking trouble. So you have to follow. Now, yes, this says that I have consulted all the Vedic process, all the Vedic research, and I see that Bhagavad Aradhana is the only intention to start to work with the system. And similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed by the Lord. Vedic study means by Vedic study means one has to understand Vedic. If you try to understand Krishna as far as possible through the reliable sources, through the bona fide sources, then your Vedic study is very long. Tapasa means to dog eaters. There are many animal eaters, but the dog eaters, they are condemned. So, in surprise. But, the Bhagavad says, the dog eaters, but if he has vibrated the transcendental sound of God's name, he is glorified. Never mind that he previously was a dog eating man. That doesn't matter. The Bhagavad confirms this. Ahavato kapasato uti dariyam. Even a dog eater becomes glorified. How? The jimphatve namatu dham. In whose tongue, in chanting, Hare. Never mind what is that. That chanting has made him all filled. Ahamato sapajito vigaryan, the jibhavya namatuddham, kevut tapate, oh, how is that? You are just 2 days before you are eating dog, and because he is chanting Hare Krishna and becomes inspired, at the Hindu society, the reply is, you do not know. They could tapaste. In their previous life, they had already undergone many serious penances and exciting things. This is Raja. He is not a doctor, he belongs to this. Our God, the haunting, alien person. So anyway, somewhere else, if one takes to the Krishna consciousness, he becomes advanced to the world. That's not your right, but then maybe classification. So that one enter. He is big, he is small, he is a Brahmin, he is a blood. Then the Mahamud never said that I am a Brahmin, I am a Kshatriya. Now, how the Vishwan Nathanaya put it, I am neither a Brahmin nor a Kshatriya, nor a Vaishya, nor anything of this material being. Then what was? Gopi was to Padakamaru Das Vata. I am the servant of 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 the servant. That is our transcendental. That's the life, effectively. Then everything is all that. And that's the case of the peace and following. It's all serious. Then everything is all. It's such a life. Everything is all. Jatama Tutpan. Now, you see, he's baby. Vidumata. Vida is called mother. Why? But this mother is but the second one. There's several times we have discussed this home. That first part is given by this material father. And second part is by the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the father and the Veda is the mind. So when a person is called Veda. Second, when it goes to the spiritual master and gets lessons of Veda, this Upanan, the second thing is called Upanan. Upanan means to bring him here. Upan means here. And Nan means bringing. To take a fallen soul nearer, that is called Upanan. And when the spiritual master sees that he is quite competent to come near to God, he recognizes him and he gives him separate prayer. That is called Brahma. That is the symbol that he has approached. Ajat Bandhusa Veda. How one is understood that he knows spiritual science. That means, Supreme Mata, 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 that is, they are divided. The basic difference is two. The knowledge which is coming in the Catholic tradition, that knowledge is Mata. And this knowledge, by women, it is referenced context of basic literature to be something right. That literature is the fish. Then compare with fish. One is with the mother and the other is the fish. The Puranasya Jiva Sahaja Nivaha Sita Vinuga. So all these Puranas, they are called Sita. There are 18 Puranas, the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, there are some Vedanta, Sutra, they are called Upanishad is that is the gist of basic knowledge. But Puranas, they are called Sruti. So, this Sruti, according to Indian Sikh scholarship, there are two kinds of literature, Sruti. So, there was another devotee of Krishna. He has written another nice song. He says, Sutimapare, Bharatamanne Bhavu Bhiva. Well, people are taking center of the Vedic literature who have become afraid of the condition of life. What is the end of Vedic literature? Just to get oneself liberated from the physical and channel men. So he says, the people, those who are afraid of this material life, material entanglement, let them watch the Sruti Veda or Sruti or Mahabharata. Let them be engaged in that way. सुषमा परे सुषमा परे भारत मन नहीं भगवता then what is that now I'm not going to sit what you are going to om ya nandan vande jashalinde param brahma I shall watch this Nanda Maharaj. Why? You have blessed all Veda and Puranas, everything. Why are you going to watch this Nanda? Because he has captivated the Supreme Lord playing as a crying, crawling child. So, I shall watch it. Nanda Maharaj is so great that God is obliged to come to him to play as a child and crawling as a child. So if you approach such a devotee who can bring God to call any courtier, that is all perfect. Thank you. Any questions?